All-Star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two words have captivated Timberwolves fans this season. I mean, they even had a beach towel night. Naz Reid. The fans love Naz Reid. We all do. This has been the most electric Timberwolves season, certainly in my 21 years here in the Twin Cities. You could make a case this has been the most electric season in Timberwolves history. Naz Reid, a big part of it. But a side of Naz that I never knew about until I read Chris Hines' story at StarTribune.com today. It is an incredible glimpse into what it took and what kind of human Naz Reid is to get to where he got. And if you don't have a little bit of a tear in your eye by the end of it, I don't know what's wrong with you. Chris is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And what a moving and insightful story today, Chris. Really terrific.
Appreciate it. That means a lot. It was a very fun and emotional process doing this story for sure. And I'm glad that in the short time it's been online, it's gotten the reaction it has. It's been great to see.
Naz had a mentor who was not his biological father, but in every other metric, certainly felt like a father based on the story that you shared. And I didn't really know that much about this, and certainly not the depth of it until this story. Why don't you start at the beginning, sort of where your interest and your ability to tell this story, how this kind of came down?
Yeah, just given how popular Naz has been to the fan base, given the fact that he's always gotten better throughout his career, I always wanted to do a deeper dive into Naz and who he is as a person and, where he came from. And so I spent, some time in New Jersey during the middle of the season after one of their games in New York, just trying to meet up with as many people in his life as I could. I always knew ever since kind of 2 years ago when his mentor Rudy Rountree passed away that, this was something that happened in his life. I just didn't know kind of how open he might be to discussing it. And, I'm grateful that he and Sheila, Rudy's wife, basically kind of opened up and shared this story with me throughout the process of doing this story on Naz. And, I did a lot of reporting for it that, a lot of some of the stuff that I really enjoyed also got left on the cutting room floor, which is just kind of the process of writing these things. But, I'm grateful that they were able to share their story and felt comfortable enough to do so. And it seems to be resonating with people, which has been great to see.
So why don't you give our listeners like a little bit of a sketch of sort of this history? Because these guys, it's about a 10-year-old relationship when the Rountrees, and that goes back to New Jersey, when they became like a second family, right?
Yeah. So Naz attended Roselle Catholic High School, which is about an hour or so north of where he grew up in Asbury Park, New Jersey. So, his mom had two daughters and Naz is going to school an hour north. His high school basketball coach lived in Asbury Park, so he was kind of able to take him there, but wasn't always able to take him home at night. So Naz was trying to catch the train back to Asbury Park, and it was kind of difficult with all the basketball demands that he had to get the train back. So Naz becomes friends with a teammate of his, Peace, who's the Rountree son. So he's just spending a lot of time at the Rountree house his freshman year. And so it just kind of became, one of those things where it was just kind of convenient in a way. Like Naz is always here. The Rountrees can take him from their home in Newark, New Jersey, can take him to and from, practice to school every day. And so Naz just felt super comfortable. you know, his mother felt comfortable with the Roundtrees, and so it just kind of became a thing where Nas was at their house a lot.
Yeah.
And because they were able to take him to and from practices, to and from games, AAU tournaments, all that stuff. So, you know, the geography of northern and central New Jersey, I think, plays as big a part in this as anything else. Because without kind of the logistical challenges of getting to and from where Nas went to high school, I don't think this relationship ends up happening the way it does.
Yeah. Yeah. And that point is so spot on. You think, like, what might have happened with Nas Reed if he hadn't met this man, if he hadn't met Rudy and developed this relationship, and that all of the things to line up for Nas's mom to be like, look, I hate to let my own kid move into somebody else's house, but I just can't do it. I can't do it all. I have to. Pretty amazing, like amazing generosity all the way around, right?
Yeah, that's you know, a part of the story. Nas has a quote in there from his mother, and it was just all, you know, just all kind of worked out in a way that Rudy was already kind of around the basketball program. You know, as Nas's high school coach said, you know, he was always kind of the guy bringing extra Gatorades to practice, making sure everybody had a ride, you know, that kind of familiarity with the program. And it just, you know, and Nas, you know, some of the stuff that got cut from the story, even from a young age at Asbury Park, Nas always kind of gravitated towards having, you know, kind of whether it was teachers or people in his life that he kind of looked up to as mentors. So this was kind of nothing new for Nas, you know, kind of seeking these sort of kind of mentor kind of relationships with people that were significant influences in his life.
This is Chris Hine. His story is at StarTribune.com right now about Nas Reed. And I put it out on my Twitter account. If you're not you should be subscribing, people. But if you're not, I put a gift link out at Darusha J so you can read the story. So Nas goes to LSU. And, I mean, it's amazing. Rudy moves with him to LSU, right? And then he gets drafted here, and Rudy and Sheila move here.
Yep. That to me, the LSU part of this, to me, was the most eye-opening part of the story because I heard that as I was talking to people. And the way it was described to me was it was like when Nas chose to go to LSU, he goes to Rudy and is like, basically doesn't even give him a choice. He just he just says, you're moving to LSU with me, right? Like, you're coming down with me. Like, not really even asking him. It's like, you're coming down to LSU with me because I need you there. I don't know what I'm going to do without you down there. I need that rock. I need that foundation and support. And that's what Nas really needed when he was at LSU. You know, Rudy lived a short distance away, a phone call away, a quick drive away, went to all the road games, you know, no matter where it was in the SEC. And then, yeah, once Nas signed with the Wolves about a year later, he drives up, sets up shop in Minnesota, and, you know, drives to and from Iowa for Nas's G League games. Always there, always, you know, in the stands, always there for support afterwards, you know, hanging out with him, rode out COVID with him in 2020, the whole thing. Like, that's how tight they stayed over the years.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you look and say, you know, Nas Reed, like many young professional athletes, where you come from relatively nothing into incredible wealth, there are challenges that most of us could never relate to, right? You're instantly famous. You're incredibly wealthy. But did he talk about how Rudy kept him, like, sort of focused and on the track? Because you could see where we've seen it with plenty of other young players where they end up kind of with the hangers on and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that was, you know, I think a big part of his high school years, you know, the guy, Ed Bright, who ran Nas's AAU program, said Rudy was you know, I have that in the story, I think, is very much was very much his protector from those outside influences. And, you know, always making sure that the shady kind of people stayed away or stayed at arm's length from Nas. And even at LSU, whether it be, you know, making sure Nas wasn't, you know, partying too much or what have you, like Rudy was there to keep him focused, keep his mind on their ultimate goal, which was to make it in the NBA eventually. So Nas is always, I think if you get to know Nas a little bit, he's always been like that. Like he's always been focused. He's always been driven. And you know, that definitely sticks out when you get to know him. But I think he just really appreciated just having somebody in his ear constantly reminding him that this is what you need to be doing. This is what you have to do. Do not go to this party. You know, instead, you know, study for your exam or whatever, get to sleep early, you know, because you have an early morning workout, stuff like that. Just having that constant reminder in his ear was what Nas really needed.
Chris Hine is with the Star Tribune. He's covered the Timberwolves for years. And those relationships and that depth of reporting gets you the ability to do an incredible story like this. I don't want to give away the whole thing because I want people to read it. But, you know, Rudy gets diagnosed with leukemia, ends up right before Game 6 of the Wolves, Memphis 2022 series. Nas is out for personal reasons, and it's because Rudy was gone. That he had died from leukemia after fighting that. Tell us where today Nas is, because we look at Nas, he's a incredibly strong candidate for Sixth Man of the Year. He is a phenomenon. He's a social media meme. How Sheila Rountree gets to experience it. Did Rudy get any taste of that before he got sick?
Yeah, I think he saw some of the growing of the meme, that Nas Reed becoming a meme in and of itself, like all that, and just sort of the early attachment that the fan base had for Nas from the time he really started playing that first and second season. But I think over the last, especially two seasons, as Nas has just grown and grown as a player, it's really gone to another level, especially this season. So it all kind of culminated with, you know, and I ended the article basically with what was going through Nas and Sheila's head as they were watching Nas Reed Towel Night happen, you know, and late in the fourth quarter of that game when he hit a three and everybody opened up their towels and like, you know, that was, I think it was a significant moment for them, but I don't think, you know, people in the arena really realized what was going through his head at the time and what was going through Sheila's head at the time, because they both thought of Rudy and what he really would have liked to see in that moment. They both kind of wish he was there to really see that.
Everybody should read it. Chris Hine's story on Nas Reed with beautiful photos from Jeff Wheeler and Carlos Gonzalez, wonderful photojournalists. Chris, tremendous work. Thanks for sharing some insight with us today.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me on and for sharing the story. Really appreciate it.
All right. Let's get him. Let's get him six man and let's go Wolves as they start the playoffs on Saturday.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.